Good morning and welcome to the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour, the morning edition. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, and every Wednesday we always talk a little bit about some dairy and the Texas dairy industry with our leading man, Mr. Mike Scouten, owner and operator of Mission Dairy outside of Hereford, Texas. How are you doing today, Mike?
Bryce, I'm doing wonderful. It's a great time to be in the dairy business. It's a great time of year to have dairy products. Lots of cheese going on pizzas. We're seeing lots of various items, cheese going into your hamburger, and certainly that extra glass of milk in the morning gets everybody off to a good start. And then we're just about to come into that baking time of year where we use lots of butter as well.
Of course, we love the holiday season, lots of dairy products being used. And Mike, we always kick off Wednesdays talking a little bit about blocks and barrels. How did that pan out for us?
Well, blocks and barrels kind of got a little bit of a bull run off of last week's reports, but they, like the rest of the stock exchange, have been down just a slight bit, not much. Probably not as closely attached. But what we saw on midday Tuesday was block cheese closed at $2.75 per pound, and that was down a quarter of a penny with no lots being traded. We saw that barrel cheese closed at $2.17 per pound, and that was down a half a penny with no lots being traded. Over on the butter, though, a little bit different. We saw that it closed at $3.15 per pound, up 2.25 cents, with 23 lots being traded. So huge demand, especially domestically, for butter right now. And we'll talk a little bit about that when we get to the report a little bit later on. We saw that non-fat dry milk closed at $1.56 and a quarter per pound, down a penny and three quarters with no lots being traded. And then finally at the CME, we saw that dry whey closed at 44.5 cents per pound, and that was down 0.75 cents with no lots being traded.
Well, we haven't dove off into this report in a little while. It's our cold storage report for the month of August. Mike, how did that pan out for us?
You know, I found it to be a very bullish report, probably not too bullish on the butter side as far as pricing goes because everybody knew we were short on butter. But on the cheese, we saw that American cheese was up 2% year over year, but down 2% or 17.5 million pounds down from the July storage. And that compares to a five-year average that normally sees a decrease of only 11.5 million pounds. On other type of cheeses, they were up 6% year over year, but down 3% or 19 million pounds from the July's cold storage. And that compares to a five-year average that normally sees a decrease of 12 million pounds. So we had large cheese manufacturing. We talk about that when we talk about the dairy products report. And we had seen a little bit of build into cold storage. But as you just heard, we're seeing a drawdown out of cold storage of the cheese products. When we look at the total drawdown on cold storage on total cheeses, they were up 3.5% year over year, but down 2.5% or 38 million pounds from the July numbers. And that compares to a five-year average that normally sees a decrease in cold storage of about 24 million pounds. So an additional 14 million pounds was drawn out of cold storage for cheeses in the month of August, which is very good news. In fact, is it so good? We hadn't seen a drawdown like that since July of 2018. So it's probably been a good 4 years since we've seen that kind of drawdown on cheese. So that does bode very well for the Class 3 pricing. And Class 3 did react to that last week, but it did fall off just a little bit. But that's an overall economic picture there. Going over to butter, it was down 22% year over year and down 10% or 33 million pounds from the July numbers. And that compares to a five-year average that normally sees the July to August decrease about 23 million pounds. So an additional 10 million pounds over the five-year average pulled down on butter as well, telling you that there is a high interest there. But we're already seeing record prices on butter, and we'll talk about some of that when we get to the class pricing. But to see that kind of high pricing and to see that additional 10 million pound drawdown tells you that the demand is very strong.
Well, we always dive into a little bit of what class 3s and 4s have turned out for the week. How did that pan out?
Well, On the Class 3 side, midday Tuesday, we saw CME had contracts for September at 19.87. We saw October trading at a 21.38. We're seeing a November trade at 20.46, and then December finish out the year at about a 20.15. When we look at the first quarter on Class 3 for 2023, the average price on that is 20.10, and second quarter Class 3 is a 20.25. Over on the Class 4 side, as we spoke to earlier, Class 4 is made up basically of powder and butter. And with the butter prices being so high, it is extremely high on the Class 4 side. We're seeing September trade at 24.55, October trade at 24.30, November trading at 23.47, and then December finishing out the year at 22.30, which is $2.05 above where the Class 3 pricing is at. So that just tells you that there is strength over in the butter side of the pricing of the Class 4. When we go into the first quarter, we start to see a convergence. Not totally, though. We still have about a dollar difference. We're looking at first quarter Class 4 trading a 21.70 and second quarter trading a 21.50.
And then we always wrap things up with dairy RPs. Mike, how did that turn out for us?
You know, there's a few opportunities out there, but it's, I would say, when a market is down, there's probably not much opportunity to protect the downside at this minute. Q1 is trading in Class 3 at 19.14 for 43 cents. We've got Q2 trading a 19.27 for 57 cents, and then Q3 trading a 19.33 for 62 cents. Over on the Class 4 side, you can buy it about $1.50 higher. First quarter, 20.60 for 50 cents. That may be the best value there if you have concerns about Class 4 crashing before the end of the first quarter next year, and you'll have till December 15th to make that decision. We have Q2 trading a 20.44 for 71 cents, and then Q3 Class 4 trading a 20.21 for 77 cents.
Well, Mike, what can people expect next week on our Texas Dairy Report?
Well, on our Texas Dairy Report, we're going to go international. We'll be talking about the global trade event over in New Zealand and what the pricing looks like over there, as well as comparing it to some of the European numbers. And then we'll probably talk about exports if they get that report out in time for our Wednesday report. So hang around. We'll be talking world numbers next week.
Well, Mike, as always, thank you so much for coming out, talking a little bit about the dairy industry with us, and giving us some excellent dairy reports.
All right. Thank you, Bryce. Appreciate it.